And it's time for today's press review now with Antonia Kerrigan. And in the final hours of Joe Biden's presidency, everyone is weighing in to assess the 46th US president's legacy. So take us through, Antonia, how the different views on how America will remember him.
Well, let's start with a newspaper that's fairly hostile to the Democratic Party and to President Biden. That's the Wall Street Journal, a right-wing paper. Their headline pulls no punches. It says, Joe Biden's legacy of deceit. The subtitle reads, attempts to deny inflation were bad enough, but the falsehood that history will remember is the conspiracy to cover up his infirmity. The article takes an extremely outraged tone. It remains to be seen how reflective that is of American public opinion in the long term. But we could look at this survey conducted by the New York Times of 2,000 Americans, in which they asked them, what one thing do you remember most about Joe Biden's presidency? Obviously, they're asking as his presidency comes to an end, not with that much hindsight. However, the number one issue, which does seem to reflect what the Wall Street Journal says, the number one issue that came out of this survey, his age. Closely behind that was the economy. Unfortunately for Joe Biden, the very bottom of the list was specific legislation. So seemingly he's getting little credit in his memory for instance, his landmark Inflation Reduction Act. If you look at Politico, they also have quite a damning outlook on it. They say Joe Biden didn't just lose the White House, he lost his legacy. Now, they say what might have been a great chapter might now just be a footnote in history, and that Joe Biden is now apt to be recalled as a well-intentioned but only moderately effectual placeholder. This, of course, as he hoped to end the reign of Trump, and he just ended up interrupting it. The Guardian has this piece on a similar note, an American tragedy, how Biden paved the way for Trump's White House return. Now, it goes over his big achievements and the lows of his presidency. And in the end, it describes his big achievements, for instance, as his Bidenomic vision of huge infrastructure projects all over the US. But his low, his major low, was ignoring how Americans were suffering from inflation. And an expert cited in this article said he came to be seen as worse than wrong, out of touch. And while the administration were lauding his Bidenomics vision, people were facing high prices for basics. And he leaves office now with a lower approval rating than Donald Trump had when he left office 4 years ago. And that was, of course, right on the back of January the 6th. So a bit of a race for the bottom there.
And as his successor prepares to take his various oaths, give us some highlights from the satirists today.
Yes, why not? So this cartoon from a cartoonist called Blower, you have a roller coaster ride led by this Make America Great Again capped Donald Trump face with all of these tech billionaires in the seats, having the best time, going over a sort of extremely turbulent roller coaster, marked four more years at the top, suggesting in that this is going to be unpredictable 4 years, but in which certainly the people having the best time will be these tech billionaires at the front. The Guardian had this cartoon about the swearing-in ceremony itself, where you have Donald Trump wearing a horned headdress, which is, of course, reminiscent of one January 6th rioter, holding up one hand to take his oath with a handcuff on his wrist and prepared to lay his hand not on the Holy Bible, but on his own oeuvre, the art of the deal, his hand poised not just over the Bible, of course, but over a red button. So the suggestion there that he might be something of an unpredictable and dangerous president. The headline pulls no punches once again. So help us God, a reference, of course, to the wording of the oath.
And moving on to the animal kingdom, you're leaving us with a fascinating but alarming insight into the relationship between macaque monkeys and deer on a Japanese island.
Yes, well, you won't see it coming. This is the story that macaque monkeys keep trying to mate with the local sika deer. Scientists aren't sure if it's an extension of a social relationship, the result of a shared culture, or a sort of, as it's described in the National Geographic, friends with benefits relationship, of course. For now, this raises more questions than it answered, but I wanted to keep you up to date with what we know so far.
Thank you very much for that, Antonia Kerrigan. And that's all we have time for now, but do stay tuned for more news coming up on France 24.